to welcome in our very first guest of today's show. He's Sean Dunnigan of WBNS 10 TV down in Columbus. Dunny, how are you, my man?
Doing good. How are you doing, Andy?
So far, so good. I'm doing a heck of a lot better than Coach Chris Holtman and company at this point. I mean, last week we kind of figured during our conversation that Penn State would give the Buckeyes a great opportunity to get back on the right track, and then all of a sudden, the Buckeyes just couldn't find their shooting stroke. Donnie, what happened in that game on Saturday in a game that the Buckeyes very clearly should have won?
But they didn't play defense at all. You know, they were up 90 points, by far the most they've let up all year. It was probably their worst game defensively and a game they really needed to play well defensively, let alone offensively. They put up 74 points, which is great, and that would normally get them a win with how they play defense, but they could not defend the ball. They didn't do much of anything on defense, and that's what really cost them the win.
Well, we're going to say the same kinds of things today that we said last week, but on paper anyways, as you look at the next couple of games, they've got Minnesota tomorrow night. They've got Northwestern on Sunday. This seems like a pretty soft spot on the schedule to get back on the right track. Is that fair to say?
Northwestern, yes. Minnesota, you got to remember, Minnesota gave Ohio State their first loss of the year back in December, on the road at the Barn in Williams Arena in Minneapolis. So they're no pushover because they already beat the Buckeyes once this year. They let up 35 points to, I believe, a sophomore on that team. So it's not this will not be a cupcake. This will not even be close. So, you know, it was one of those things where I think that might be even a good thing for Ohio State. They know they have a test. They know they want to play better than they played against Penn State, let alone when they played against Minnesota back in December. They're going to have to play some of their best basketball in order to even have a chance to get a win inside Value City Arena tomorrow night against the Golden Gophers.
As we examine this roster, you know, the Wesson boys come up quite a bit, and those guys are both having pretty nice years for the most part. Who do you think's been the most impressive of all the underclassmen this season?
Kyle Young. I mean, you saw what happened when Kyle Young was gone. When he was out with appendicitis and had the surgery, you saw what he did when he had appendicitis, when he was playing with a bad appendix against West Virginia. Granted, the Buckeyes didn't win, but he was diving for balls. He got 11 rebounds, and he was sick. Since he's been back in the lineup, fatigue's been an issue because of the surgery, because, you know, you're not going to be able to play 100% basketball, you know, a couple of days after appendix surgery. Nobody is, let alone the best athletes. But he's slowly getting to back where he needs to be. But I think, to me, he's been the best underclassman, non-senior, that the Buckeyes have had. And it seems like he's the glue. He's the one that kind of keeps this team together. Aside from that, if you're talking about freshmen, DJ Carton's really fallen off, in my opinion. He started off very strong. But I think he has found that people have started to learn his game. He's got to do more. He's got to do more than just dribble drive. He's got to be able to pass the ball better. EJ Liddell needs to stop getting in foul trouble. He's kind of turning into a younger Caleb Wesson when it comes to foul trouble. He gets in there, and within 3 minutes, he's back out with two fouls. So the Buckeye freshmen need to improve a lot more and improve quickly for this team to have a shot at getting back into the top 25 and hopefully, you know, get into the NCAA tournament.
Now, consistency is something I know we've discussed in the past when talking about this team. It sure seemed like they had it at the beginning of the year when they were a top five team in the country, but that seems to have fallen off. Donnie, what else do you think really kind of comes to the table besides lack of consistency when examining the Buckeyes over the last 3 weeks?
The lack of consistency, the defensive pressure, it seems like they're giving guys open shots. It just seems like they have no energy. They have no juice, and you need juice, as they say on the football side of things at Ohio State. You need juice in order to survive, in order to play your best. You need energy. You need juice, and especially you saw their team at halftime against Penn State in University Park at the Bryce Jordan Center. That, you know, that they had no juice. They had no energy in the second half. And that's when they went down by 20. At a little bit at the end, they came back a little bit. They got to within single digits for a hot second, and then Penn State took over from there. But you need energy. You need juice in order to survive in this tough, tough conference in my opinion, the toughest conference that there is in college basketball, the Big Ten, you need some energy. And right now, it doesn't seem like the Buckeyes have it.
Again, we are being joined by Sean Dunnigan, WBNS 10 TV in Columbus, talking some Ohio State hoops. We will have the Sunday game between the Buckeyes and the Northwestern Wildcats scheduled to go on the air right around 5:45 with the pregame show. The Buckeyes have a matchup with the Minnesota Gophers between now and then. Dunny, we will shift gears now and talk about some Ohio State football, some new news there. What do we know about Ohio State's new defensive coordinator, Kerry Combs?
Kerry Combs, he comes from the Tennessee Titans. He was a defensive backs coach there, who then, from before he was at Tennessee, he was at Ohio State. He was the defensive backs coach and corners coach with the Buckeyes for a little bit before he went to the NFL. So he comes in knowing the program. He's an all-Ohio coach, coached down in Cincinnati for a long, long, long time in the high school ranks. Came up here with Urban Meyer. He has got – we talked about juice and energy. This guy is a constant energy machine. I think this is a home run hire. This is a great hire. He's an unbelievable recruiter who recruits Cincinnati, Michigan, and the surrounding areas very, very well. This is a guy that has coached many great defensive backs. We're talking Eli Apple, Von Bell, Marshawn Lattimore. Those guys sound familiar. That's right. They're playing in the league. He is a very, very good replacement for Jeff Hafley, and he couldn't be a better coach to come in after what Jeff Hafley did for the Buckeyes this past year.
There's video that has surfaced on all the social media platforms that has a video of him celebrating, exuding a lot of the energy that Dunny just mentioned as the trophy was being raised back in 2014. So you can certainly see in that small video there that, you know, he certainly does bring a great deal of energy to the table. Now, having said that, Dunny, you know, the Buckeyes do seem to reload every single year on that side of the ball, but there is a lot to replace and a lot to replenish. So how much change should we expect in that Buckeye defense?
If you're talking about personnel-wise, or you're talking about coaching-wise?
Personnel-wise.
Personnel-wise, you're going to have guys that played a lot last year. Sean Wade, obviously, moves from the nickel corner to the number one corner. He takes over from Jeff Okuda. Sean Wade could have left for the NFL draft and been, in my opinion, a first-round draft pick. So I think he is definitely a first-round pick as of now. Where that goes once he's the number one guy, we'll see. But I think he made a smart decision in coming back as far as now he can prove he's the number one guy, try to be a top pick, not just the first or second rounder. But you have Cam Brown, you have Amir Reap, you have guys that have played, Josh Proctor, you have guys that have played and played well over the second halves of games that are blowouts when Sean Wade was injured, when he was kicked out of the Fiesta Bowl for targeting. You had guys come in and play well before him. It was almost like they didn't miss him. So, when all those guys come over and they play as a team, I don't think they're going to be falling off as much as some people might.
Doesn't seem like there's going to be a ton in the way of coaching changes either, right? I mean, we just talked about the new DC, but outside of that, are there any other changes to expect from the coaching front?
No, they're all done. They're a full staff. They hired they had to replace their quarterback's coach, which they did, and Urban Meyer's son-in-law, whose name for some reason escapes me right now, is on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember it. Corey Dennis. Corey Dennis comes in. He was an assistant quarterback's coach for the last few years. He comes in. He's now the full-time quarterback's coach. Very, very qualified. He's worked with Dwayne Wade. He obviously worked with Justin Fields this past season. Ryan Day said last week that he wanted consistency with his program with coaching. And thought he might have had that with the outgoing quarterback's coach. He left to become the offensive coordinator at Texas, and that's good for him. That's more money. That's a better job. But he wanted somebody like Corey Dennis who knows the program, who knows the quarterbacks. The quarterbacks, more importantly, know him, know what to expect from him. He knows what to expect from the quarterbacks, and they know they can work well together because he was out the door to Colorado State, it is believed. And for Ohio State to hold on to Corey Dennis is a big, big win for them.
Well, it's going to be interesting, and we'll get our first glimpse as to what the Buckeyes could be in 2020 when they've got that spring game coming up here in just a few months. Donnie, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us as always. We look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Talk to you guys next week. Have a good one, Andy.
All right, Donnie, you do the same. That's Sean Dunnigan, WBNS 10 TV down in Columbus.